Henry VIII had a troubled relationship with the rulers of Spain. Ferdinand of Aragon, he needed as an ally against France, for he recognized the King of France was his real enemy in his chivalric desire to win back the French lands that his ancestors had lost. He needed allies, and Ferdinand of Aragon was the most important one for him. But he recognized he was a slippery character, and indeed, during the first war against France, Ferdinand of Aragon proved to be as untrustworthy as Henry had feared, and Henry recognized that the Spaniards were necessary, though not desirable allies. Of course, Ferdinand of Aragon was succeeded by Charles V, who was a much more powerful ruler than even Ferdinand had been, because he didn't just rule Spain, he also ruled the Empire and the Netherlands. And again, Henry VIII needed him as an ally. Charles V proved to be just as slippery, as far as Henry VIII was concerned, as had Ferdinand of Aragon. And not only did he not follow Henry's wishes in terms of conquering France and allowing Henry VIII to have lands and indeed the crown of France, but also he made separate peace with Francis I of France and didn't include Henry in it. Charles V did not allow Henry to have the benefits of his victories in France. And he also arranged marriage alliances with the King of France, which intimated that Henry VIII would be on the sidelines. So the relationship before the annulment issue rose its head had not been perfect. They had not had, you know, a perfect amity. They'd had a troubled amity, and both Charles V and Henry VIII knew they needed each other, but they didn't get what they wanted from each other. The problem of the annulment, of course, made matters worse between Charles V and Henry VIII. The two rulers were unable to reach an agreement over the annulment. Charles V clearly wanted his aunt to remain married to Henry VIII, and Henry VIII, just as fervently, was determined to be rid of Catherine of Aragon. So, during the period 1527 through to 1540, Henry VIII moved away from Charles V, and during much of the period between 1527 and 1540, he moved towards France, particularly between 1527 and around 1536. The relationship between Henry VIII and Francis I was close, at the level that Francis I seemed to be supporting the annulment, though of course he wasn't supporting the break with Rome, and in that both of them were in disagreement with Charles V. During the later 1530s, the disagreement with Francis I over the schism became more pronounced. And when Francis made an agreement with Charles V, a truce with Charles V in these long-running wars, he, if you like, ganged up with Charles V in talking about implementing a papal bull of excommunication against Henry. So for a short period between 1538 and 1541, it looked as if there was going to be a European crusade against Henry VIII, and that Henry, for the first time, would have to face an alliance of France and Spain and the Empire against England. Of course, the relationship between Charles V and Francis I was always fragile, and it broke down very quickly over the same old disagreements, Milan in particular. And the war that had been suspended opened up again between France and Spain, and both Francis and Charles V once again sought the support, the alliance of Henry VIII. And Henry VIII had to make a decision. Was he going to go with Francis, or was he going to go with Charles? And he decided to go to return to traditional English foreign policy, to turn his back, if you like, on all the kinds of disturbances and domestic problems associated with the Reformation, and turn his attention towards another war in France that he hoped would bring him glory and territory. And the best way to secure glory and territory was to fight against France. And so he allied with Charles V in the traditional way against France. And the same thing happened. Charles V proved yet again a slippery ally. He made a separate peace with France. He didn't support Henry in his attack on Boulogne and in his attempts to secure more territory in northern France. Charles V had his own war plans, and he went ahead with them regardless. So relationships between Spain and Henry VIII, England, during the reign of Henry VIII, had been, of course, based on an alliance, but it had always been an uneasy alliance. An alliance really based on the common hostility towards France. Yes, there were commercial advantages in that alliance. England's cloth went to Antwerp, where it was finished and sold. And most of the merchants who were engaged in that cloth industry did not want to see any rupture through war. But I don't think that influenced Henry VIII a great deal. What influenced him was his own dynastic policies, which required him to present himself as a hero in the mould of Henry V, and that required him to go to war against France, and in so doing, he had to have an ally, and who else but the King of Spain.